Okay, so now the next thing he's going to take up is whether or not about this Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, which is not 100% clear what it means, but something like beer, which is used in place of wine. Okay, so before we do the Tosos, I think we should look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is like this. It says, It's on Kozayin Amud Aleph. It's like the 8th or 9th line. Okay? 8th and 9th line. Amri le mar yinuka umar kashisha bered rav chistel rav ashi. Zimna chada. Hey, just starting. Zimna chada ikla amemar le asrin. So one time amemar came to our place. Below Havilan Chamra, so we didn't have any wine. I seen a le shechra, so we brought him beer. Below Avdil, he didn't make a deal on it. Ubas Tavas, he went to sleep there. He didn't eat, he just went to sleep. Lemachar, Tarachnav, I seen a le Chamra, Avdil, we told him. So the next day, we were Toreach, and we got him wine, and brought it to him, and he did it. Right, Vitalim, and then he ate. Right, Vitalim, Idi. Right, so apparently he held you can't eat until Avdallah, and he held you can't do a sheikh of wine, beer for Avdallah. So he says, Lashana, the next year, Su Ikla La Asra, and he came to our place again. Well, Havilan Chamra, we didn't have wine again. So I seen La Shecha, so we brought him beer. Amar Ihachi, he says, if so, Chamar Medina, who? It must be that it's Chamar Medina. Avdil v'tamidi. So he made Avdallah on it. And he tasted. So what does it mean, Alma Chamar Medina? So Rashbam says, Chamar Medina, Ein yayin achar bir hazos, kiyim sheikhar. There is no other wine in this city, but beer. Hilkach mavdilabam. Therefore, you can make Avdallah v'chein halacha, and that's halacha. Aval mayim lo ikru Chamar Medina. But water can't be considered Chamar Medina. If you don't have beer or wine, can't just use water. That's crazy. Okay, but beer, if the place they don't have wine, so he's saying this is the Chamar Medina, and you could use it. Right? But it seems... Just give me 1 second. Let me just... Boom! Yeah. So it seems, though, that you... He only did it after 2 years. I guess he saw it's not just a fluke that today they don't have, but this is the deal with his place. This is what they do. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's that. Fine. Then let's reel further down on the page. It says, Bo mine Rav Huna me Rav Chista. It's the beginning of a line, like halfway down almost. Ma'ulik dushi ha-shechor. Can you make kiddush on beer? So Amar Hashda Uma Pirzuma Vitaini Vasni the boy mini Rav Rav Rachim Rebbe Vlo Posha Lai Shekhmi Boy. So he says, beer apparently, beer shekhar, stam shekhar refers to beer that was made out of dates. Stam shekhar, it was dates, yeah, tomorrow. So he says, so he's saying like this, is that they asked the question to Rav, this whole chain of people, they asked whether you could make it on beer made out of barley, like our beer, or beer made out of figs, or beer made out of whatever, some other type of wild vegetable fruit, I don't even know what, tutim, maybe strawberries, whatever. He says, and you could make it on those, and he didn't answer him. Mainly, I guess he held he couldn't use it. So certainly, you can't do it on the sheikh, which even less chashev. So sovereign mean Akidishu Domakachin of Dulim of Dilinon. So they thought that meant you can't do Kiddush, but you could do Avdallah. So Amar Lu Rukhisto, Akhi Amarav, Kishem Shem Nakashim al Kachim of the Analov. No. Just like you can't do Kiddush, you also can't do Avdallah. Can't do Avdallah or Kiddush on these things. Right? So what would you say? And that's what he says, Kishem Shem Nakashim of the Analov. The Gemara says that. So the Gemara above said you could. But that was when it was Chamar Medina. Right, it wasn't saying you could use them. These things intrinsically, they're not really fit for a Havdalah or for a Kiddush. But the story above with Amemar was because he originally also wasn't going to make a Havdalah on it. But it's only when you heard that it was Chumar Medina. Right? Okay. And then it says, In Omrim Havishal Bracha. Later on it says, In Omrim Havekos Shal Bracha Lavarech El Aliyayim. Which they say means it's talking about benching. You can't bench but on Yayin. Okay, you can't bench but on Yayin. Okay. So basically, you have from this Gemara, if you put all the Gemaras together, you see a few things. First of all, it doesn't seem like Sheikh Harbir works for Kiddush or Havdalah, or benching for that matter. And you do see that Chamar Medina does work for Havdalah. What you don't know is whether Chamar Medina works for Kiddush or for benching. That much you don't know. It doesn't say. So that's where the picks up. Okay, that's where the Tosus picks up. So he says like this, Mitzurich Ian. This is like the sixth wide line in the Tosus. Mitzurich Ian. You're Mekachim al Sheikhar, Heicha Dahave Chamar Medina. Could you make Kiddush on beer if it's the Chamar Medina? Kemoshim Avdilan. Just like you do for Avdallah. The Kula Shmait in the Asra Likdushi Ashechra, and the Gemara keeps saying you're not allowed to do it. Ikul Ugme, because you ain't Chamar Medina. Some of it's not Chamar Medina. And I'll prove it to you. Vetedom in the Mirab, Kshem Shem Kashim, Kachem Avdilan. It says that it openly says you can't even do Avdallah on this stuff. Right? With Chamar Medina, Pshidim Avdilan. But Chamar Medina, you could. It's Pasha, you could. The Gemara openly said it. Right? It'll come on Nami, I'm right, Mikachim below Yayin. The Gemara also says you can't do a Kiddush without Yayin. Right? That also, the Chen is Yisham Yishavesi, Iki Lugme, the Lo Asi, the Mute, Elek Shein Achmar Medina. It's only knocking out if it's not Achmar Medina. Vimikachin al Sheikhar, Echadav Echmar Medina. And if you're going to tell me that you could do Kiddush on beer, if it's Achmar Medina, Asi Shapir, Biyantu Shachar Shabbos, Shiaknu Yaknahaz al Sheikhar. He says, what do you do? Let's say, Yantif, we did this case away some time back, but let's say it's Motzai Shabbos is Yantif. So you pack together Yak Nahaz, you do Kiddush and Havdalah on one coast, right? So let's say you don't have Yayin, what are you going to do? Says Rabbeinu Tam. So, what are you going to do? So, according to... What? Shak Nahaz. Well, here's the problem. Is according to the Rashbam, let's say, so you can't... Let's say you say you're not allowed to do Kiddush on Sheikh on Chamar Medina. Right? So then what's your option for Kiddush? So you're going to have to use bread. Right? What are you going to do for Havdalah? Havdalah can't use bread. Right? So you're going to have to do Chamar Medina. So how are you going to exactly manage that? How could you do... What are you going to do? Split it up into two? Well, it seems to be that's the halacha. You're massaging them both on one coast. But it doesn't... It seems that's the halacha. You're supposed to put them together. You're not supposed to do them separately for whatever reason, but that's definitely the Gemara's assumption there. You know? So he says, "I will eat in mekadesh al sheicher or lashpanch or mekadesh al pas. Tema eich yasu chatzi yaknahaz al pas or chatzi al sheicher." Right. So he says, "But if you say that really you use chamar medina for both, so then it's simple. Just use chamar medina. Right. Fine. Umi who say the Ramram yesh alfagav dein mavdil al pas biyantav shachalim rosh shabbos mavdilin kivin de kiddush ikar kiddush kinnan yaknahaz mekadesh al pas nasavdal tefel Allah." So this is what we did this once upon a time. But there's the Shita Ram going to saying that it's true you can't do Havdalah on Pas, right? But on this, on Saturday night Yontif, he says, since you're doing Kiddush on Pas, and the Svara we said is, since you see this is a Chash of Pas, because it's a Pas of Suda, the Suda's Yontif, so then it could also function for the Havdalah. So Pas normally doesn't work for Havdalah because only Pas isn't Chashev for Havdalah. But Pas of Suda Shabbos is Chashev. So since it's functioning for the Suda of Yontif, which is about to begin, it could also simultaneously function for the Kif of the Havdalah because it's Chashev. So then you get out of the problem. Right? Then you could say that, you know, Yaknahaz could all be on Pas. Right? Okay, fine.
Well, I thought why you would need to combine them. Because that's supposed to do...
Okay, fine. Okay, so fine. So basically he's saying, but so the Rabbeinu Tam, though, holds it will work thing everything out if you say you could do Abdallah on the, Kiddush on the Sheikh HaMaradin also. Okay, and then he says one more thing. He says like this. He says, because Berachas HaMazon, what about benching? He says, Nerud Mavarchina and Al Sheikh are Heichadav HaMaradina. He says you could do it. And want and beer if it's Chamar Medina. Why? Do Afilu Havdallah the Tuna Kos? Right? Even Havdallah that needs Kos, the Kule Alma, Mavdilan, right? Kojgim Berach Samazan, the Ika Brysa Be'ilu Devarim, Shasarasa in a Tuna Kos. So he says, benching, it's a machlokas whether it needs a Kos or not. Right? Havdallah definitely needs Kos. So if Havdallah, which definitely needs Kos, you can use Chamar Medina. And certainly, benching. I'm sorry, Havdallah, which definitely needs kos, you use Chamar Medina. Certainly, benching, which is only maybe it's a machlokas. It's not clear how that follows. Just because, yeah, fine, but what about according to Shita holds that you do? Right? And just because it doesn't need kos, whatever, what is that? Fine, but given that you have a kos, maybe you'll say it has to be wine. Okay, fine. And then he has another ayah. Right, he says, "Oh, the Rishon Shmait in Einam Ravei Kosher Bracha Pirush Avarich Brachas Amazon Ella Al Hayayin." Says in the Gemara, you can only do Kosher Bracha, which is benching on Yayin. Ani Midlo Kavasi Dasa Le'Ava Kavasi Dasa Ilui Las Lamba Ma Shmait in Kosher Dasa Mishav Brachal Avarichas Amazon. The implication is, according to this Gemara, which he brings down, that if you have a drink which you're Kavei Sudan, you could use it for benching. The Kolshkin Hu Chamar Medina. Certainly, because if the Chamar Medina works. Mihu Rashbam Mochkum and Asfarim, but the Rashbam erases that whole Girsa, so you can't prove anything from that. Fine. Maskana de Milsa, so the Maskana of Tosfos is, Mavdilan al Sheikhar, you could do Avdalan Sheikhar, Imhu Chamar Medina, right, if it's Chamar Medina. Velo Alapas, you can't do Avdal Alapas. But Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Mekachiv Nami Alapas, Rabbeinu Tam was you can't do Kiddush Alapas. Ach, Yeshul Stapik, Ein Mekachiv al Sheikhar. So it's a suffix whether you could do Kiddush on Sheikha. When is Chamar Medina? He doesn't say that's what he means. Right? So basically he ends up unresolved. Okay? Unresolved. So the punchline is, he says, by Abdullah definitely Chamar Medina works. By benching also he reasons that since benching seems to be more lenient because it may not even need a kos, also it works. By Kiddush he's not really sure. Right? So I'd like to understand how exactly, what's the issue of Chamar Medina? Right, what's the issue of Chamar Medina? And what's the, what's the logic to say it does work, it doesn't work, the whole, what's going on with Chamar Medina? What's so suffic about Kiddush? Why is it clear by Abdullah? What's the suffic about Kiddush? Yeah, the Rambam says like this, it's in Shabbos, Chav Tes Yud Zayin. Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. So Medina, where the majority of its wine is shechar, is like beer. Afal pishu pasul the kiddush, even though it's pasul for kiddush, mutar lahavdil alav. Hovel v'hu chamar Medina, since it's the chamar of the Medina. Okay. Interesting, huh? Interesting. This is read the mechaber. The makom she'en yain matzoi. Place there's not a lot of wine. Yesh omer shemekadshim al sheichar v'shar mashkim chutz min hamayim. Some say you could be kiddush on beer and other drinks except water. Yesh omer shein mekadshim. Well, the rosh b'layla lo yikadesh al sheichar al pas. He says the rosh holds at night you can't do it. Uba boker yotzer tov v'kadesh al sheichar shivarech lo shahakol kod nemerch samotzi. He says in the morning it's better to do it on beer than to do it on bread. Okay. Fine. The im yayin but your lo yikadesh al pas. Okay. So it seems like he says at night we should not to do it, but in the morning it's okay. Okay.
Where is this?
This is the Mechaber and Reish Ayin Beis, Siftas. And Mishnah Berurah says, Cholav and Shemen, milk and oil don't count. They're not Chamar Medina. Because you don't normally drink it as a mashka. Okay, fine. One second. This is Reisa Divav Beis. Aval al Sheikhar Mavdilan. Imu Chamar Medina. So you could do it on Sheikhar. Udin Lashar Mashkim Chutz Min Hamayim. Okay, so let's see here. So the Mishnah Berurah says. It says, even made devash is not chamar medina. Only in a place where they're ruggled to drink it. He says, on whiskey, he says, it's not shayach to be mavdil. Because you have to drink most of it. Something like that. Yeah, he says, if you do use it, you have to make sure you drink a rov revias. Mali ligmav. Yeah. Coffee and borscht. Kofos and borscht. Sounds like mashke rusi tosis. Amitza, okay. Muchach dem shasat chak, even shasat chak you can't. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. So what's the issues here, I guess? He says like this. This is interesting. This is Mechaber and Rama on Kufpeh Beis. He says, Koz berchus amazon ina elo yayin. Velo mishar mashkim. Okay? Why not other mechaber? Filu kova sudas alem. Even if you have these mashkim that you have your meal on them, the main drink in your meal, vim ein yayin matzle berchus amakom. But if there's no wine available, medina, and there's another wine or some other drink, beer or whatever, medina, then you could use it except for water. And nowadays we do it on a beer. First of all, some say you don't even need a kosher benching. The main chamar medina is sheikhar. Even though there is wine around, that's not considered matzoi because it's expensive. You can't buy yayin for every suda to bench on it. Or to make bracha on it. Yeah. Okay, fine. So now we have to figure out some ideas here. Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking similar. Similar to what you guys are saying that. And maybe we'll develop it a little bit together here. But this looks like Chamar Medina. It's interesting. It's like the wine of the Medina, right? Chamar is wine, right? So maybe it means like every society has wine. Or a wine substitute. Like, there's such a thing as, like, especially back then, I mean, now it's coming more of a thing, but they used to, like, have meals around the wine. That was, like, a thing. But there's an idea of, like, let's drink wine. Wine drinking is, like, a thing that people do, certain chashivas. And there's an activity of drinking wine. And in certain towns, they don't have wine, so then they make a substitute. Maybe it's beer, whatever it is. But it's, like, there is a social function of wine. And that social function is accomplished with wine, but when there is no wine in a certain society, then they replace it with their own chamar medina, right? Each medina has a chamar, you know? And that's, for instance, let's say there's an institution of a toast. I'll make a toast to whatever. Like we do it on champagne these days, or wine, right? But if you don't have, in a society which doesn't have wine, so then they'll use the Chamar Medina for a toast. And as I was saying, the Chamar Medina is that it's the wine of the society. Okay, it's used by people in the same way that wine is used. But it's in a society which doesn't have wine, so they use Chamar Medina. So the halacha of Havdalah al-Kos he's saying is, it's not a halacha that intrinsically it needs yayin, but the halacha is like it's like a toast. The idea is you're taking the amir al yayin. That's the phenomenon of amir al yayin, which is machshiv that which you're saying, because the chashivos becomes like a toast. And he says that the yayin is objectively chashiv, objectively functions that way. But Nechamar Medina means in a place where there is no yayin, a place where there's a shortage of yayin, they don't have much yayin, so then they have a replacement. Each Medina has a replacement. So the Chamar Medina is the object which replaces yayin, and which is used for toast, and is used for chashivos, and is used for the function that yayin has. And he holds the halacha of Havdalah, which is not a halacha so much that you need yayin, it's a halacha you need the chashivos of yayin, you need it to be like a toast. You need to take the dibor and raise it to the level of significance through the toast. So if in a Medina that it's not matzah, then this is the way you do it. This is more an idea of casting a character onto the mira than to have a drink of wine and say Bar Piragafen. That's not the concept. The concept isn't Bar Piragafen. The concept is to be machshev it through the toast. And therefore, he says that you could replace it. It doesn't have to be bedafka with yayin. Right? It doesn't have to be bedafka with yayin. That's what he says, is that he says the same thing by benching. He says benching is even less of a requirement of chashivos than Havdalah. Havdalah definitely is aliyayin. Benching is machlokas. So he's saying is it's not clear whether you're even chayiv to be machshiv yayin with the kos. So he's saying is since that's the case, apparently doesn't demand the same level of chashivos to be attached to it. So then certainly you can use the Chamar Medina. Certainly he's Horandina. But he's mesupik about Kiddush. He's saying Kiddush he's not sure about. Do you say Kiddush also? Or you say, since Kiddush is like more chashiv or something like that, you need yayin medafka. Right? Something that's what we have to explain. It would be nice if we could explain that. Like, what's his suffix about Kiddush? On the surface, it seems to be, yeah, same thing. There's a difference. The point is, you want to be machshiv of the Kiddush. So the same way it works by Havdalah should work by Kiddush? No. Not really. I mean, it's interesting. It's a Chamar Medina, you see from the story of Amemar. Intrinsically, Bi'er doesn't really have the Chashivas. Because you see, the first year when he was in that town, they gave it to him and he wouldn't do it. He went to sleep. Even though there was no wine or whatever. But still, this is not Chashiv. It's not objectively Chashiv. But then the second year, they gave him the beer again. He says, oh, I didn't realize. It must be in this town. They don't really have wine. So this is Chamar Medina. So then he used it. So he holds that the din of Chashivas by Havdalah doesn't demand the objectively Chashiv item, but it's sufficient to have that which is societally functions in the manner of the ayin. Which is in the society the object of the Medina, which is they use for the chashivos. Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's not great, but maybe we'll make it better as we go along. But I'm just thinking that, similar to what you're trying to say, I think, is that, see, let's start with Havdalah. Havdalah is just like it's a shavach. Shevach to Hashem about the fact that he's Mavdil being Kodesh Achal. And the Chamor Sakin that you should express the Chashivos that should be done in a Chashiv manner. And the Chashivos of benching also. Benching should be Chashiv. So the way you do that is with a Kos. Now a Kos you could do with the Ayin, or you could do with Chamor Medina. Chamor Medina is a substitute. So why not? I mean, that's a secondary method. It has the same function. There's, that's to say, Chamar Medina has the same function as Yayin, which is that it's machshiv a dibor. So that's halacha. That's halacha. So that's halacha. You have to be machshiv your benching. You have to be machshiv your Havdalah. Fine. So why? What's the difference? It works also. But maybe by Kiddush it seems like there's something else going on. Like, so Kiddush, your mekadesh the yom. It's like a yom hashavah. It's not just shevach. It's like Zachar Yom HaShavos Lekadosh. It's like part of the very Kedushas Hayom. It's like an activity of Shabbos. That Shabbos is coming in and you have to express the Chashivah, like express the Mekadesh, the Yom HaShavos. That's what Yehuda, you're saying. It's like to qualify the Yom. And the way you do that is through saying Kiddush. Now the takana is that the midrabanan, I guess, if you say is that, you know, that they set up that has to be aliyayin, is that you have to, when you're being mekadesh the Shabbos, you shouldn't just do it bedvarim, but you should do it aliyayin. Why yayin? So it could be because yayin, with that idea we were talking about yesterday, is like the idea of yayin is a din of oneg. Right? Yayin is like, for instance, the Rambam says, I found this a second ago, by oneg Shabbos, he says, achilas basar v'shiyas yayin b'shabbos oneg hula. Right? So there's a separate din of basar and yayin as din of oneg. So in other words, they did is that they didn't say, when it's your mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos, you don't just do it through words, but you do it through like an activity of oneg Shabbos. An activity, you tie it to, for instance, especially we all kish makam suda, you do it on the yayin, which begins the suda, or even on the pas, which is the suda Shabbos. So it's like you're not just being mekadesh the yom, you're tying in the kiddush hayom to an activity of Shabbos, which is the eating of wine, drinking wine, eating bread. That's part of the yom. So it's not just bedvarim, which is like an intellectual involvement, you know, expressing the idea of Shabbos, but you're tying it in with the oneg, the activities of Shabbos. And that's part of the takana of the Misakin. How do you do that? So they set up a tzura. It's like, what I'm saying is, that's not my main point. It's like, by Havdalah al Yayin, it's not a tzura, it's a mitzvah. It's more a halacha of attaching chashivas to it. And maybe that's what you're saying, it's like a proclamation. As they're just attaching, it's not just an ordinary speech, but it's a speech of chashivas. But on yayin, kiddush is a mitzvah of expressing of mekadesh the yom, and they gave that a tzura of doing that al yayin. And now pas can be a substitute because pas and yayin are both like the beginning of the suda and they're expressions of oneg Shabbos. But sheikhar, it's true, sheikhar or chamar medina has chashivas of yayin, but it's not yayin. And look, you could personally have oneg with it, but as I'm saying is that since it's like a component of the kedushas hayom, the way the mekadesh yom haShabbos, they set up a tzuras mitzvah. So once there's a tzuras mitzvah of yayin or a pas, you can't just now say, well, I'll substitute it because I don't have wine, and there's another thing which could function to be machshiv. It's not just then it functions to be machshiv; it's a tzura, which is the way that you express the kedushas hayom of Shabbos is through kiddush al yayin. That's what I'm saying. I guess the halacha, like the Rambam says, "Midiri sof lahavdi al yayin or lekadosh al yayin." I'm saying they're not the same thing. The kadosh al yayin is like a structure how to do kiddush. It's like a tzuras and mitzvah of kiddush al yayin. But havdalah al yayin is a din that it's havdalah should be in a sheva chashuva, should be a toast. And I'm saying is because havdalah isn't an activity of Shabbos. Shabbos is over. It's just giving Shabbos about the Yom HaShabbos. You know, you're reflecting back on the Yom HaShabbos and giving Shabbos. So it should be Chashuv. So now you can use anything which is Chashuv, which could function to express Chashivas. But Kiddush is really an activity of the Yom HaShabbos, and they set it up. They chose Chavtzos, a Chavtza of the Yom HaShabbos, which is the Chavtza of the beginning of the meal, the Yayin. And they said that the Kiddush should be on that. Or a Pas, which is also the beginning of the meal. Which is, that's the all you can exchange it for the Pas. What? See, Pas, they'd say, is like this. Is Pas is the Suda Shabbos. Pas is the Kovei of the Suda Shabbos. And the Suda Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, is through Shalosh Shodos, for instance. The Suda Shabbos is the activity of Oneg Shabbos. So it's not Pas per se, but it's the Pas of Suda Shabbos.
It's not necessarily
Tzuras
and Mitzvah of Yayin.
No, I'm saying it's not Tzuras and Mitzvah of Yayin. I'm saying it's Tzuras of the activities of Oneg Shabbos. Which is objectively, I guess, is the Yayin and the Suda Shabbos. Right? It's not the Yayin like as a Tzura Samaisa. It's more the din of the Oneg Shabbos, which is tied to the Suda. I guess to the Suda. Give me a second. Yeah, I'm saying, the thing I'm trying to say is that, like, the Yayin is the beginning of the Suda Shabbos. It's like you're beginning the activities of Shabbos, so the Oneg Shabbos, and the Yayin, and the Bas. In fact, when the Rambam brings down Kiddush, and the way he says how you do Kiddush in the Chavta Zayin, he ends off with, and then you wash and you eat, make tamotzi and you eat. So it's like, and there's a lot of Kiddush Magam Suda. So it's, the idea is like, the way they're setting it up is the Kiddush should involve the activities of Shabbos. The activities of Shabbos is the, that's the, for instance, that's how you study, that's the Kovei Suda, Aliyayin. That was that's what you're saying, is the idea of, so they set up, the way is you use Yayin, which is the beginning of the activities of Shabbos. You drink the wine and you eat your bread, and that's the takana. Now, beer, Chamar Medina is not that. Chamar Medina is just the idea of a toast. It's not, that's what I'm saying, is Chamar Medina, it's not pshat that it's the same thing and has the same oneg and it's the same experience. It's just that when you don't have wine, which has the full experience of drinking wine, so then you have a secondary substitute, which if you gotta use, you gotta use, and you make toasts on it or whatever. It does function socially in that way. But it doesn't have the same qualities of wine. For instance, you can do Simchas Yantav with Yayin, with Chleil Sheikhar, with beer, you need to have wine. And the Ram says, well, Chilz Bas or Shias Yayin, he doesn't just say any Mishakram, there's an idea of a Shias Yayin, and that's a special idea of Yom HaShabbos, of using, of having Yayin. So they set up a Tzura is to do with the Yayin of the meal, or the bread, which is the Yayin's the intro to the meal, or the meal. That's the way your Mekadosh Yom HaShabbos is not just to do a Bedvarim, but through the activity of the Yom HaShabbos. But it's not just the din of being Machshavet. But by Abdullah, it's just the din of being Machshavet. So then Chumar Medina could work. I mean, something's missing. Maybe it could be a little better. I'm not... It's an approach. Oh, by the way, one thing I just wanted to mention is that Mayim never works. That's what you see they say, is that Chumar Medina is that which is a substitute of Yayin for like a toast or for that type of a thing. It has to have a certain chashivas. You can't use water. Water just doesn't do it. I, in that town, if all they have is water, they don't do toasts. It just, water is not, it's too plain. You need some sort of sophistication or something, some qualities of it in order to do it. So certain things could function in that way, other things can't. You know? I mean, I don't know all the details of the product, what does, what doesn't work. I know I've heard discussions about orange juice or something. I don't know. It seems to me here, I don't know if alcoholic is necessarily, no one says that, but it seems to me it's like that kind of a thing. I can see alcoholic things have that type of a quality to it. But I don't know, I'm just saying that. I don't really know. So they say bringing that milk doesn't work. I mean, that's why they'll talk about all the different things. So I don't know, you could check it out. But it seems like the idea of Chamar Medina means it takes on the function of wine. It doesn't just mean, like, that's why in America, I don't know if altogether the thing is. Like, you see, it doesn't just mean, this is what I realized, it doesn't just mean because you don't have wine. Because on Amar they didn't have wine, but he waited till the next year when he saw that this is the trend, this is what they do in this minna, in this place. So it seems to me like in America, I don't know if there's anything which is, we have wine, we have plenty of wine. So is it really Chamar Medina?
It's only when Yayin's not Matzli.
Yeah, right, it's only when Yayin's not Matzli. But Yayin's not Matzli in the town, it doesn't just mean right now I don't have it. So yeah, we have, Baruch Hashem, we don't have things like that. I mean, if you want to drink wine, you drink wine. Wine has a certain function. Beer has a different function. It's like a different type of a thing. You will never, I don't think there's toasts in America on beer or even scotch. I don't think, no. I mean, maybe the Chaims. I guess the Chaims on scotch, right? People do that.
Even that, I don't think it would make it common with beer,
you know? No, I don't think so. It has to be that it's like it's in place of wine. It sounds, yeah, what I'm saying. I know. It's true. It sounds like it's in place. It's a substitute for wine.
You don't have scotch.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm done now for at least 2 weeks, probably 3 weeks. Maybe I'll start again in the fourth week. You know, I know yeshiva doesn't start till after Rosh Hashanah or something like that, but maybe I'll start a week or so before. I'm not really sure.